what were defining for the financial report that was done?
Yep. Well, what we found is that, well, first of all, it was a wealth transfer report that we conducted. In what we looked at was into the giving and receiving habits of Americans. And it was some of the most comprehensive research work that's really been done in this area. Over the next generation, about $3.2 trillion in wealth is going to transfer to the next generation in the United States alone. And what we found is that most Americans are woefully unprepared to give and receive this wealth. Less than a third said they have a full wealth transfer plan in place, and 30% that said that they've done absolutely no planning, nothing to prepare their beneficiaries for the transfer of wealth.
And why is it so important for people to prepare for that transfer of wealth, and how beneficial is it?
You know, that's a great, great question. And I think the crux of thing is that what we found is that, you know, failing to plan is truly planning to fail. If parents aren't talking to their children or their grandchildren about the fact that they could be receiving assets, and it doesn't matter if it's, you know, $25,000, $50,000, or millions of dollars. The failure to have that conversation with, children, grandchildren really puts them at a disadvantage. I mean, we're at a time in, the economic environment where retirement savings is at a minimum, and, you know, companies have reduced pensions, and really shifted the responsibility for saving for retirement back upon us as individuals. And so, you know, getting an inheritance and handling it well, in other words, you know, you receive $25,000 and you put it into some sort of a savings vehicle and don't touch it for years. Just, you know, think about the rule of sevens. At a 7% rate of return, your money will double every 7 years. And, you know, over the course of 21 or 28 years, you know, you could have a very nice nest egg for retirement and kind of put yourself in a position to, live a very nice lifestyle in retirement. And so, you know, that's why it's important to really help educate those who are going to be receiving wealth about, you know, what to do down the line so that they can, be successful and have a nice retirement and possibly even, you know, create a legacy for future generations.
And how can someone manage and set up their inheritance or money they may be receiving from grandparents or their parents?
Sure. I think the best advice is to seek out trained professionals that can, you know, basically help, parents and their children and grandchildren understand the process around inheriting wealth. First of all, when the event occurs, someone passes away and there is an estate that's created, it's an emotional time. And if, children don't have an understanding about what that process is, it can make it very complicated, and they can, you know, be put in a position where they're not making the best of decisions. So, seek out the advice of a professional, financial advisor, or there are attorneys, CPAs, and make sure that your financial advisor has a platform that is collaborative, that they do bring in, you know, other advisors as needed. So, for instance, work with a financial advisor, bring in the attorney, and then, get an estate plan in place. And not only the documents, not only having things, you know, drafted and in place, but then have those conversations. And a good financial advisor can help facilitate those conversations with, the entire family. Again, it's an awkward conversation to have for many folks. They don't feel that maybe they, know how to have the conversation. They don't know necessarily themselves, you know, what resources are available, and they also, you know, don't necessarily want to disclose the amount of wealth that they do have. So, working with an advisor, you can, there are, you know, most advisors, I know our advisors at RBC Wealth Management have resources that are available for families when it comes to financial literacy and talking about the transfer of wealth.
And how soon should you talk to someone who may be inheriting the money? Should they be 18 and older, or how young should they be to have that talk with them so that they know how they need to be prepared in the future for this money?
You know, I suggest having it as soon as, you know, well, having the conversation about wealth transfer and what may be coming to children, as soon as the children are, you know, financially responsible. And that I know varies from, you know, child to child. But I'd say start as young as, you know, 7 or 8, at least with regard to the financial literacy piece, understanding the value of money, the value of, you know, saving, the value of, you know, giving charitably, and then the value of also, you know, being able to have some ready cash, so kind of the three buckets, starting around 7 or 8, and then as, you know, children are more mature, say 14, 15, 16, then maybe starting to have conversations around family wealth, maybe not disclosing dollar amounts quite yet, but just the idea that there, you know, maybe some wealth headed their way or some money's headed their way and that there is a plan in place. And that as they get older, they'll learn more about it. But the sooner the better is what our study really showed.
And lastly, was there anything you wanted to add that we didn't get to talk about?
I think just reinforcing the fact that working with professional advisors, you know, one of the things that our core competencies, you know, we have math, we have reading, you know, those good core competencies in our school systems. However, financial literacy has not been embraced as a core educational, you know, component yet. And so, you know, in light of the fact that there is a gap there, you know, fill that gap by working with a financial advisor, because they do have resources, educational materials, and are in a really good position, I think, to help fill that gap, if in it, you know, until such time as financial literacy does become a core competency. And if, you know, your listeners are interested in, you know, taking action sooner rather than later, they can go to rbcwealthmanagement.com and try to find an advisor in their area and start the process.
All right, and thank you, and have a nice day.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Take care.